So in today's world, for whatever reason, there's a lot of talk about microaggressions. You'll hear people talk about it, and mainly, actually, in the media, what I hear is conservatives downplaying it or saying it's ridiculous. They'll say, college kids today and their stupid microaggression talk are just a bunch of complainers, and they need to grow up, and it's anti-free speech, it's anti-American. And so someone, I think a patron, emailed me and said, will you please talk? Actually, I think it was you, Rebecca.
Was it me? No.
Oh, maybe it was someone else. A patron asked me to talk about microaggressions, and so I thought we would talk about it today in the podcast. Welcome to the Psychology in Seattle podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kirk Honda. I'm chair of the Couple and Family Therapy Program at Antioch University, Seattle, and I'm also a licensed therapist. I have a guest with me today, Rebecca Bloom, who's also a therapist. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Rebecca Bloom. I'm a licensed mental health counselor and a board-certified art therapist. I work primarily with adults who are addressing complex trauma. I'm also have a certification in somatic counseling, which is how the body holds trauma.
And you have a book on Amazon that's selling like hotcakes called The Art Therapy Workbook.
It's called Square the Circle.
The Art Therapy Workbook.
Art Therapy Workbook, yeah.
Square the Circle, The Art Therapy Workbook. It's conveniently priced at
$14.95 or something like that.
That's cheap.
I think it's like $11 on Amazon, actually.
That's cheap. So go out and get that, like everyone else is. And we're going to talk about microaggressions. Today is a patron-exclusive episode, so this episode is just for patrons of the podcast. So if you're listening to this and you're not a patron of the podcast, this episode will end before the content begins. If you want to hear the full episode, along with several other exclusive episodes, you have to go to patreon.com and become a patron of the podcast. Know that when you become a patron, you'll have access to exclusive episodes not only on patreon.com by there's a page there for patrons only, but you'll also get access to our exclusive premium feed on your podcast app. So if you're listening on your phone, we will send you instructions on how to access the premium feed so you can listen on your phone.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It was difficult to set up, but we figured it out. We muddled our, and we're still basically figuring it out.
But Dr. Honda sees no challenge. Yeah. It's too big.